Your station for Preston North End.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Oh, it was a good performance all round. It was something that we've been working forward to. We've been playing well in patches of games, but it was good to obviously have it for 90 minutes on Tuesday and, you know, come away with a clean sheet, 3 goals and 3 points.
I've seen on social media former teammates of yours even joining in to congratulate you on your goals, Sean St. Ledger being one yesterday. I bet you were quite pleased with that second one, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a nice strike. I managed to get my knee over the ball and show some good technique, and luckily enough it went in. You know, in the last few weeks I might have probably hit the bar and come out, but that little bit of luck I was talking about before, and, you know, it hit the underside of the bar and went in. You know, it's nothing that we didn't deserve. We were on top of the game throughout, and, you know, we could have won by probably a lot more goals, but, you know, we won't be greedy at this time. We take the 3 points and we move on.
So are you going to be letting the strikers know that you're doing your bit at this moment in time and it's time for them to get on the goal trail a bit?
No, it doesn't matter who scores. All the most important thing is getting 3 points for the team, and the strikers are working their socks off. You look at Doyle and Hugel, they both had good games. You know, I was trying to set them both up to get a goal, but, you know, even Will Keane came on. You know, he probably could have scored. He had a bit more time than what he probably didn't realise. But they're still working hard in training. You know, I'm sure one of them will score soon.
Do you sense there's not a great deal to lose going to Brighton this weekend, Paul? The manager said to us this week that nobody's expecting you to go there and get anything, but with the Championship the way it is, there's no reason why you can't.
No, that's it. You can't go anywhere, you know, expecting to get beat. You've got to have no fear and belief that you can come out of the game with something, and we do that in every game. And I said to the players, we don't have to fear any team. You know, they're up there obviously for a reason, but, you know, one time they're going to have to lose, and why can it be against us?
You wore the armband. I think the manager described you as one of the senior players. Do you really feel like that these days, Paul?
Probably asking me from the way I act, I probably don't, but no, I think I was probably the oldest by a number of years, but we've got some good young players, and I was just out there to be the voice and, you know, drag a few around, and it was good to have that responsibility. But, you know, we have got a few leads in the team. Obviously Bailey Wright, he's been the captain, and so yeah, it was good. But like I say, I don't really feel my age at the minute, and hopefully I can stay for a few more years.
It's a level of football that you've been well used to in your career for various times of it, and have you found the step back to it pretty straightforward?
Well, I knew what it was going to be like. I knew it was going to be tough. I knew how more ruthless it is. The strikers and the defenders are obviously a bit better than the previous league that we're playing in, but, you know, it was something that I knew and I was aware of, and, you know, I'm still learning at this age. So the players that haven't played in it obviously have learned, and I told them that you have to learn quick because you don't want it to bypass you and get left behind down near the bottom of the league.
And from a player's perspective, how good is it to know that Joe Garner's available?
Yeah, he's been chomping at the bit. He's been working on in training, and seen us playing well while he's been out, so he knows he's had to keep his fitness and work hard in training to try and get back in the team. But, you know, it's down to the manager who he picks, but it's nice to know that Joe's available now to obviously play the game or come off the bench and just to be involved.
When you play in games with him, Paul, do you sometimes look at incidents and say to yourself, that's only happened because he's Joe Garner?
I try and get around the ref and just, you know, try and not be too ruthless with the ref, try and be nice, get him on my side, but obviously saying, look, his reputation's going against him here. People are getting a free, as they like to leave a bit on him because they know the referee might not give it because it's George. You know what I mean? They think he's going down a bit easy or whatever. So you've got to give him a bit of protection because, you know, he's an honest player. He goes in for every tackle, and sometimes he's getting hurt and you're not protecting him. But, you know, that's Joe's smart enough to know now. I'm sure he's learned over the last few weeks that, you know, he's got to play with his head now as well as his heart.
He's not going to change, though, is he?
No, I've known him since he was a young kid, and he's played like that ever since Blackburn back in the day. So, you know, he's not going to change, but he wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's got Preston through his veins. You know, he's going to go in for every ball.